So this staged theory of educational opportunity says there are really different levels of educational opportunity, and different education systems and different populations within systems find themselves in need of access to different levels in that ladder. So one of them is obviously equality of access. The next layer is equality of the inputs that I have suggested are the core, the basic resources per pupil spending in an education system where there are vast differences in the amount of resources per student in urban areas and rural areas. It's going to be difficult to have equality because money buys the resources that are essential to teach well. Equality of processes, making sure that in addition to the resources, the adults that manage those resources, the teachers, have comparable levels of competency in different environments. Equality of learning outputs. And lastly, equality of outcomes. So you can see I have taken the input, process, output, and outcome model, which I suggest that is helpful to inform a logic theory of a policy, and use that to translate the concept of equality of opportunity and to suggest that for any of you interested in Comenius aspiration or in achieving the right to education for all children, we really have to keep an eye on equality at each of these levels and not just in inputs or in access to school.